How to remember your wife's name. Just had one of those moments when I thought, now why the hell hasn't Tessa thrown away that old black banana on the counter? Then a more rational voice inside my head speaks up. Because, buttfuck, she can't move her arms. What do you think? This happens sometimes. There'll be a newspaper on the floor for 2 days, and I wonder why she doesn't pick it up. Or my Lisa Rinna issue of Playboy has gone suspiciously missing. Not that Tessa would throw it away. She likes the Lisa Rinna issue, too. It's just one of those moments. I suppose it's nothing serious. I've recently started calling Tessa's son by my younger brother's name. He's just getting up to that age where he reminds me of my brother. We've all been there. Most parents call their kid the wrong name at some point or another. You lose track of reality a little bit. You call your boyfriend by your husband's name. Boyfriends don't mind so much, but if you call your husband by your boyfriend's name, it creates conflict. Both girlfriends and wives definitely mind when you call them by the other's name. Guilty. Oh, the shit hits the fan. I'm discovering more and more evidence that our minds are not our own. At least mine isn't. I suspect my mind is actually in the control of some trans-dimensional dickhead who loves to make me feel stupid. He's not any smarter than I am just because he's from another dimension. He's probably actually dumber than I am. That's why he has to make me feel stupid. We all know people like that. Teachers, friends, co-workers, who have to make you feel stupid because they're imbeciles themselves. I'm pretty sure I know how my mind got hijacked by this cosmic prick. It's not as if he hacked the password to my brain or something. That would take cleverness. Nope, I just left the door open while I was out to lunch. I'm also sure that it happened while I was rather young, since it cost me my careers as an animal surgeon and as a priest. I've had to settle for being an animal priest to Tessa's little zoo of dogs, cats, rabbits, robins, starlings, and whatever over the years, baptizing, blessing, burying. Haven't performed any weddings yet. The ducks were the only ones who needed it, and they couldn't stay monogamous anyway. A conservative majority in the Kansas legislature would have shit if they'd seen how those ducks carried on. It's a cruel affliction I suffer. I deserve it in every way. I'm the lazy ass who leaves my mind unattended. And I've learned little coping skills along the way. For example, when you buy your wife the French maid outfit, discreetly have her name embroidered somewhere romantic, over her heart maybe. And never buy your girlfriend the same outfit. Give her the Miss Goodwrench number with a name patch in bright red on the left shoulder. It's still sexy.